Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right out in the operations area. Behind me, the hurricane specialist looking at the latest updates on Hurricane Florence. We do have an update. Winds at 125 miles an hour. And, you know, I've been talking about you're going to have small fluctuations, but either way, it's still a major hurricane and going to have a major impact. You can see the system right here. You can still see that pronounced eye and some of these rain bands starting to form. And that's what we think is going to be there starting tomorrow in some of the areas along the Carolinas. Let's start looking at that latest forecast. This is the updated one, very similar to what we had before. Winds are going to fluctuate. That's a normal part of the cycle of these systems. Look at the tropical storm force winds stretching well out from the center, and that's what's headed for the Carolina coast. Still a major hurricane with time, but look how it slows down. We've been talking about this slowdown much of the last few days. This is 8 p.m. Thursday. By Friday morning, and this is Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday, you notice we're going to be dealing with this system for quite a prolonged time. As we stall along the coast here and go really slow, what's going to happen is we're going to continuously have those hurricane force winds battering the coast, bringing the rainfall and the storm surge to these areas. So basically, the slower we go, the more some of these impacts. Notice with time within this cone, different places that we could have the center of the system, two-thirds of the time, we expect the center to be somewhere in this cone. That's where we need to be looking at. A lot of different areas around the southeast could see these impacts, and we've been talking about those impacts so much that we need to continue to talk about that rainfall and that water and that storm surge. Look at this, 20 to 40 inches possible right along the coast of Carolina, the southeast portion of the state, and even inland, 10 to 15, Charlotte, Raleigh, Roanoke getting rainfall. And remember, when you look at this, and sometimes we think we're right on the edge and we're okay, any shift in that forecast, you remember that cone, and I said the center could be anywhere in there with time. You can shift some of these impacts in any direction. So we have to be ready for those shifts just in case these values change and you start to see the highest value start to migrate. And we saw that overnight when migration into South Carolina, more rain expected. So we're looking at that, and we're also looking at the storm surge. And this is one of 50% of the fatalities in these tropical systems is the storm surge. And we can see near Charleston, 2 to 4 feet. As we go up the coast, 4 to 9. Into North Carolina, we're seeing 9 to 13 feet, 4 to 9. Just an incredible amount of storm surge. It's very dangerous. And even further up the coast, we'll see elevated levels, 2 to 4 feet. So when you really look at the system, the dangers, well inland as well. So you got to look at how long the system's going to stay there with these winds, forcing the water further inland. So just because you're not on the immediate coast, these rivers will flood. Very dangerous situation, and the storm surge could block up the rivers from draining. I do want to show you real quick really what we need to be prepared for, and it's happening soon. We need to wrap up our preparedness. We need to wrap up all our plans today because tropical storm force winds will approach the coast. This is tomorrow morning and with time throughout the day, Thursday, moving inland. So we need to wrap everything up today because tomorrow we're going to start seeing the weather deteriorate and becoming more and more dangerous with time. This has been Ken Graham right here at the National Hurricane Center's operations area.